Hey, hey, all you Arizona lovers. This is the Finding Arizona podcast, episode number 402. I'm your host, Jose. Thank you so much for listening and watching. Today's episode is with the Silver Rose Bakery. I want to say thank you to both Priscilla and Michael for allowing me to understand your journey and get to know you guys a little bit better. And for those of you who are watching and listening, there is a very special prize at the end of the road here for this episode. So if you listen to all the way through, you'll learn the secret passcode to get your secret prize over at Silver Rose Bakery if you go and visit them. I encourage you guys to listen to it. It's a great episode. We had a lot of fun, and that'll actually just lead us into a little bit of the business side. You can hear every episode of our podcast at findingarizonapodcast.com. We're also available on all podcast platforms. I encourage you guys to go check out both the Spotify and the YouTube page that will be available to all of you so that you can subscribe, like, comment, tell us who you want in next. I encourage you to go do so. It helps us out in the end to make sure that we're providing the best podcast available for you, the listener. And if you want to go check out the newsletter, there's a newsletter that'll explain who's coming up, what's going on with our business, what we're doing. And that actually leads me into the Found House. The Found House is our service arm. If you want to start your own podcast, you want some content made, you want some project management done, we're actually doing a lot of that these days. I hope that you guys will allow us to work with you. I want to do so because I want to bring light to those fantastic voices that don't get a chance to be heard. So hopefully we get to work with all of you. We want to. We're moving along very, very diligently and making sure we're taking the right steps to do so in the right way. We want to expand and grow, but we want to do it with the intention of doing it the right way. So please go check us out under our new tab, The Found House, that will be available at our website, and you can see what we do as our service arm. So all of that being said, check us out. Let us know what you want in next. Stay connected with us. That's all what it means in the end. And we hope that you guys enjoy these episodes. We are moving along. 400 was great. 401 was great. And now we're in 402. So let's just jump right into this episode. 402 with Silver Rose Bakery. I'll see you on the next one. As always, kisses, hugs, and belly rubs to our four-legged friends. I'll catch you next time.
Score big with SeatGeek. Whether it's concerts, sports, or live events, SeatGeek has you covered. Use code FINDINGARIZONA to get a fantastic $20 discount on your SeatGeek tickets. Catch your favorite live events hassle-free with extra savings. Visit SeatGeek.com and make every experience unforgettable.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Finding Arizona podcast. I'm your host, Jose, and as always, we have fantastic guests every week. Today is no different. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'd love to introduce you to Michael and Priscilla. And if you haven't already read the caption down below, it says Silver Rose Bakery. So welcome, Priscilla and Michael. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
No problem. We definitely are appreciative to you guys because you guys feed the world with sweets. What's better than that, right?
Exactly.
Absolutely.
So I'll ask you this question. I'm going to try my best to kind of ask the questions to the individual. So I'll go back and forth between you guys. So I'll start with Michael and just kind of move over to Priscilla. How did this come to be? Like, how is this origin story? How did this bakery for you guys come to be?
So this came to be probably over a couple of years. So Priscilla herself, she wants to do cake decorating and all that fun stuff from, you know, growing up doing those type of fun things. And Priscilla could definitely jump into that if you wanted to ask her about it.
Yeah.
I always was passionate about just having something that we can call our own, something that we can jump in and be like entrepreneurs jump in there. I know it's got maybe a catchy word nowadays with the entrepreneurship thing, but for us, it was, you know, it was super meaningful. Priscilla got her first taste of taking on an order. I was able to deliver it. That trickled in again. I got a name put around it just so that, you know, there's a little bit of security around it. A couple of years later, she got the opportunity to do her first wedding cake. And that really exploded. I got the opportunity to deliver that one. definitely different than what Priscilla is passionate about doing as far as design work nowadays. But it was a definitely like this is something I want to do. I'm starting to think about that, and I was really got excited because I really enjoyed the part of delivering it. That trickled into, you know what, I'm done with what I was doing, career in the software world on the business side. Priscilla was just about 20 years retail management. She got done with it, and I can tell you, went from just not happy life with the career. She just let's kill this thing. Let's make it happen and enjoy it. We almost immediately got our first introduction, and more like here's the fire. It's turning on really, really fast. And it was a wedding that included an Italian cookie tower. So I'm not sure who it is, but it's like basically cookies in a tower shape, along with cupcakes and customized cake pops. It had to be sort of Disney themed for every single one. We didn't understand the best part is we didn't really understand, you know, how long does it take to work on that, get that ready. So we end up realizing that if you want to do it all in one go, it's about 22 hours.
Yeah.
So we got it done in 22 hours, and then we had to build the cookie tower on site. But afterward, it was like, so what'd you think about that?
I want to do it again.
it's crazy chaotic, a chaos. But then when you look back at it, you just that was somewhat you had energy, you had a flow going, and then you just that was kind of fun for us. And so I want to go over to Priscilla and just what kind of off of what Michael said there, and just kind of understand that you had somewhat of a passion before the actual name and brand came to life. Can you give us a little bit of your history with baking? Was it a family trait? Was it something that you grew up doing a lot as a child? And what about it kind of sparked your interest?
So it was kind of a creative passion that I didn't really know I had. So definitely started in the kitchen with mom and grandma. You know, they baked all the time. My mom made all of our birthday cakes. You know, she made wedding cakes. On the side, not as a profession. She was a kindergarten teacher, nursery school teacher. For her career, so she would always do it on the side, but we would do it at home. And it just kind of, you know, as I got older, I kind of let it go by the wayside. And then, you know, I met Michael, and then turned into this kind of searching for something that we both really enjoyed and wanted to do, you know, coming from corporate backgrounds. I toyed into taking more orders and starting doing them again on the side, you know, still working my retail career. And I just kind of, it was a transition, you know, it was a slow transition. So I started making it. I started really liking it, finding that kind of creative freedom, that creative passion that, like I said, I didn't know I had. And then that completely self-taught, with just kind of exploring different things that I'm good at. And this is where I am today, and I love it.
I love that, you know, again, when we hear these stories about these different entrepreneurs or whatever you want to call them, it's just one of those aspects of, I like to understand the early ons, because it really feeds into what you guys are doing currently. And so from, two different yings and yangs, being from two different parts of the corporate structure world, and just having the passion and the joy coming from this thing that you guys do together, it just really speaks to this kind of grassroots, I want this to work out, and I'm trying everything I can to possibly make this and keep this afloat, this boat floating into the big wide open ocean. And so I am very, very interested into what you guys have been doing now, because it just says a lot about what you guys were able to take on in that very get-go of that wedding. And I have to just say, so my wife and I, we got married here at our house in Phoenix. And so she's part Italian, And so we had Italian wedding cookies at our wedding. And I can attest it's because I want to say she was, and her mom made those wedding cookies themselves. But it was, again, when you're feeding 60 plus people and you're just like, we got to make a lot of these. We were very like, we approached it with like that, we could do it. And then we realized we're doing it and it's a lot of work.
Right.
So there's definitely like, I can feel for you guys when you take on these challenges and you can take on, I would love to hear, you know, based off of that first challenge, you know, was there a moment of like, okay, we have something here? Was what was the discussion after that first wedding that you accomplished together? What was that like for you guys? Was there like, okay, do we need to start making this into a, you know, because I see that you guys are actually in a physical place. Was that physical place, did you have that prior to that wedding? Was that something that, you know, the brick and mortar came after? Where did that come from? That's Michael. Sorry. I should have oriented towards Michael.
I got the parch in the leg, so I guess I'm taking it. So, yeah. So we actually started out of our kitchen. There is a button on our YouTube. We don't have a lot there yet.
It's okay.
But it's our interview on Fox 10.
Yeah.
It shows us in the kitchen. And we look back at that interview and it's like, it's a small kitchen. So, and it started all there. And we got through that kitchen pretty quick.
Yeah.
Probably within a year, we outgrew it. We had an extra room that probably at one time would have been technically like a one-car garage.
Yeah.
We started eating up that bit by bit until we just said, you know what? We need that whole space. So we just revamped that whole space for probably about 4 years, 5 years on that, in that space. We did all of our operation. We look at it now in the spot that we're sitting in, just this little area where it's kind of the front of the bakery.
Yeah.
It is literally the size of that one car garage.
Oh,
and in comparison, this facility we're in now is probably about somewhere between 5 and 6 times the size. So I honestly feel like we've already grown out this one. I actually inquired the property manager about another spot already, because I'm just like, I'm concerned. I don't want us to start doing, you know, the salsa and tango around each other every day that we were doing before.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, kudos to you guys again from my perspective of just taking the horse by the reins of like, we have an idea, we have a feeling of passion for doing these culinary, you know, things, and we're going to start off small, but then it overtakes you. And and for me especially too, I was definitely on the same track as you guys, where it's like, I had this podcast where I was like, oh, I'm just going to interview guys, like, because I was doing screen printing for t-shirts. And I was meeting these owners, getting to know them, having these conversations already, and just kind of really wanting to understand where they're coming from. And so a lot of the times it was really just like, wow, you guys have amazing stories and I want to preserve these, or I want to keep these somehow. And it kind of snowballed into this podcast becoming what it is today, where it was just like, you know, one guy was like, I really like your conversation, or another guy was like, whoa, I got a sale out of it. Now it's just a rolling effect of like, we're like outgrowing this space, this little office. And now we're wanting to go on to having a physical place where we can host more and have events where we can meet more people and do these types of things. So I'm very encouraged by your guys' story, because it just shows that if you have the passion for it, it can grow. It will, if you build it, it will come, sort of speak. So Priscilla, I really am interested in the culinary arts myself. I am very bad at baking. I'm very bad at the chemistry behind it. It's always like a science to me, and just how you go about it. It's even more of a science when you're talking at a larger scale of these big bats of flour and making the dough and things like that. Did you like, so are all these recipes kind of something that you built on top of, like, you know, your learning lessons, and then now you have like your own kind of book of things that you have prepared in your mind of like how you go about it? And two, how much do you get to experiment in your space? How much do you get to like play around with, you know, creating new things that you haven't tried yet?
So that kind of includes both of us. So what I will say is, from the very beginning, you know, I had foundational recipes, you know, obviously yeah. my mom had her recipes. So I took those and I used those. But then over time, like we're talking about that kind of artistic aspect of it, you know, I realized that, you know, I didn't so much enjoy the baking part of it. I wanted to showcase the outside. I wanted to take more control of what the cake looks like.
Yeah.
Right. So that's kind of when I said, you know, started teaching Michael the recipes, and he kind of took a crash course in baking because he has no prior experience. And just, you know, the person that Michael is, he's very experimental. Even to this day, he explores recipes, tries different things, different ingredients. So that's actually all new as far as.
Yeah, I'd love. Yeah, let me ask Michael this, like, how much do you get, like, especially now in this new space, how much fun is it? And how much do you do get to like experiment those typical things that would, let's say, you know, a dough or even more of a pastry puff or something like that? Like, how much do you get to, you know, wide range of different things of experimentation?
What?
So I'll take it back all the way to the basically the beginning to that Italian wedding real quick.
Yeah.
So that was about 9 cooking recipes I had to learn basically within the day. So I had to cheat on that one and, you know, follow guides at that point. And there was no way around it. There was no, you know, let me try this, try that. Me understanding baking consisted of those tubes.
Yeah.
Sugar cookies had like, you know, like, you know, Halloween had a, you know, a ghost on it.
Yeah.
It has the Santa face or something.
Yeah.
I said 350 for 8 minutes or whatever. That was my understanding of baking.
Those Pillsbury tubes. Definitely. Yeah.
A lot different now. So you roll that through all the way to now. The cake recipe itself has probably done about 30 maybe something changes in its time. And I don't expect it to stop. And those are just like minor little tweaks at this point. Mm-hmm. But coming in the bakery, the facility here, I finally got the opportunity to reset and bring forward for one thing, dessert pops, which are basically, instead of just cake pops, do other desserts, make them pops.
Oh, okay.
I'm wanting to do that for a long time, as well as our keto pops. And it's just like I refused to move them in at the house. I did not want to add more stuff, but I mean, talk about taking away all that creativity. I mean, it's kind of like doing the same thing over and over again. I have to dabble. So
when
we got in here, I was basically let loose.
We both kind of were compiling or creating this kind of file cabinet of things we wanted to do.
Absolutely.
And now that we're here, you know, we were able to do that. So it's really fun.
Yeah, for sure. So I think that just the reason why I asked that is because I love, my favorite part of, you know, researching, I love watching TV shows for the cooking part, like the cooking shows. And one of the things that always stands out to me are the dessert ones that are the baking challenges and stuff like that. And so I've always found it very beautiful to watch creations from these ordinary ingredients like flour, water, milk, you know, sugar, things like that. And then the fun part to me is like, you know, you add a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and you can make a palatable thing, and you can, you know, change the flavor palette by adding vanilla or these other extracts or things that chemistry, it's just like, again, it's just a beautiful thing. Once you put it in the oven and it becomes what it's meant to be, it to me is just like, it's your like alchemy, like you're creating out of these ordinary things, this beautiful, tasty, you know, whatever it's trying to be. it's just something so amazing to me to recreate or watch from afar. And I think that's something that when you see someone who has that creativity, explore it a little bit more, that's where it's like, that's almost a movie to me, because they're just, you know, in their mind, they're in the zone. They're just like, you know, mixing, oh, taste it, mixing, taste it, or like something like that. Or like, you know, you take out your first batch and you're like, oh, it's too this or it's too that. And then you try it again. And so to me, that fun part of like experimentation and playing around with it, it's always just been a keen part to what you guys do that I have a true appreciation of. So I will ask, you know, this question, because I know there's a lot that goes into what you guys prepare and how you go about it. Is like, you guys are, I'm assuming this is kind of like you guys are up early, really early, because that's how a lot of what my understanding of a bakery is like, you're waking up to, you know, create the dough, you're waking up to, like, you know, get things prepped before you actually start, you know, selling and things like that. So I would love to understand how you guys like keep a balanced life of like one part doing this job, but also when you step away, it's like, do you guys, you know, well, how do you guys like live your life outside of the bakery is what I'm trying to get at. I'll go Michael, and then we'll go Priscilla. Okay, yeah.
So there's two aspects. First one is, I have to crush this idea that we're like a donut shop or a bread place.
Totally. I get it. Help me understand. Yeah.
So I am up early, but I have other projects as well as that bakery stuff that I like. It's more administrative stuff that I want to get out of the way.
Okay.
And plus we have 16 checks, so they're not going to let me go past 4:30.
Yeah.
So
times two. I have two.
You understand, even two, it starts with two.
Yep. Yeah. It starts with two.
Priscilla, you know, I let her take her time. She gets up at the time that she feels comfortable getting up. It's not like, you know, 11 o'clock in the morning or something like that. It's more reasonable time. But then we get in here where we aim to be in the bakery by like between 8:30 and 9.
Okay.
It's the way we plan out the week ahead that allows us to establish what days are going to be mass focus on bacon, a mass focus on for Priscilla's team on the decorating team, changing that pattern. And it's always a week or two ahead looking out there. So it's never a surprise. Mm-hmm. And if it is a surprise, it probably puts some dollars down to get that, to make that happen. So there's that aspect of it. So I want to just put that one aspect.
Sure. Now, thank you.
I would say if you asked that question, the latter part of that question, about a month and a half ago, been a very different conversation than the one now, as far as a life outside of the bakery. Because we get out of the beforehand, we go out of our bedroom, there's the bakery.
Yeah.
There's the bakery in this part now, so it's bakery in this part else, and there's stuff blocking stuff from cats. There's stuff blocking stuff just because I don't want to see it. I don't want to see bakery.
Got it.
And then so there's now there's bakery all day long. That was, in all honesty, a bit taxing. We are out of here 6 o'clock latest because it's a massive busy day. Most of the time, a little after 5.
Okay. For you, Priscilla, like, it's one part, you know, the fact that you're part of the decoration crew, and I imagine that you, like, if I'm looking at it from a perspective of like decorate, there's like colors that you have to be aware of, like how these different things approach and making sure that you're providing what the customer is looking for. And another part, your own artistic, you know, feeling and what you're trying to stylize there. So it's like, I would love to understand how you keep that in check, like how you keep that in check on top of managing your time and making sure you're completing the task at hand. And then a little bit of understanding of like, when you go home at night, do you constantly like, oh man, I messed this up, or oh man, I need to work on this and that. Like, how do you stay away from that like spiraling of of thoughts that go into your head when you're not baking or decorating.
At least to add one more thing is manage the bakery on top of
that. And manage the bakery on top of that.
Exactly, exactly.
Well, I think my prior career really helped me out in that regard. Managing retail is, as you can imagine, was managing a team, managing customers, managing issues, putting out fires. So I think that has kind of helped me. Time management is such a huge thing, and that's something that we're still learning. With the business being, it's the same business, but it is different because now the world is public. It's a physical building. Anybody can find us now. So teaching and educating, the public on what we do, it is also a really important aspect of our business.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of ties in what you're asking, and how do I kind of keep that balance between getting that creative freedom, yet creating something that the customer expects. We always ask people for inspiration pictures, right? And they find a picture on Google, on Pinterest, they send it over, they're like, this is what I'm looking for. And I'm like, okay, well, I can definitely do something similar. But obviously I'm not going to copy 100% somebody else's work.
Yeah.
And that's something that I try to teach my decorating team also. It's, we can do the same designs, but because we are two different people with two different skills, there is going to come out different.
Yeah.
So I always kind of try to educate the customer on that part of it and just be like, yeah, it's going to be amazing. You're going to love it, but it's not going to be exactly like that. That's not what we do here.
Yeah.
Right. We are Slow Roast Bakery. This is what our cakes look like. This is what my style is. If you love it, great. If that's not something you want, then we're not the bakery for you. Awesome. Right. So it's having that conversation with them.
Yeah. That's very good. I mean, the communication aspect too with your clients is really important. And so how you set those boundaries is really vital to your business staying afloat and staying alive. So I really do appreciate that kind of scope of like understanding what you can accomplish there and making sure you're providing that and understanding for the clientele as well. So
yeah,
I love that you guys have this really, I mean, you have a set kind of culture there, and it feels like you guys have a mix of like what you guys can do as leaders for yourselves and for the people that you work with. And I'd love to understand that aspect a little bit more of like, if I were a new baker coming or a new, someone that wants to be employed by you, what are the types of things are you guys are looking for? What can I provide for you guys as far as like, what I should be looking, to do, or if I wanted to, apply for you guys, what does that look like?
So I think one of the biggest things that we try to promote here is that we're a team, right? Even us included, even though we're the owners, we are part of the team. We are just as accountable, just as responsible for every part of the bakery. That means washing dishes. Mm-hmm. That means sweeping and mopping the floor. That means, cleaning up, at the end of the day. So we're not exempt from that. And then the other part of it is promoting creativity.
Yeah.
So we have a gal who's, lack of a better term, this is what we call her. She's the queen of balls. Okay. So she loves making cake pops.
Yeah.
Okay. She likes to experiment with different flavors. So I went out and I bought her like a bunch of different, flavorings that she could play with. And now she loves doing that. So I'm like, here, take these, make, which, and she has come up with some amazing flavors that people love.
That's awesome.
And we want to encourage that. The same for my decorator. She's learning new skills. She doesn't have the experience that I have, which I love, because she's finding her way, finding her specialty, finding what she loves to do. And I love watching that.
That's awesome. And Michael, for you as kind of the baking side of it and making sure those recipes, are honed in and things like that, I'd love to understand that aspect of it and just like how you approach those around you as a team member of like making sure that, are you kind of like verbalizing these, or do you have them written down, or are you trying to like, what are you trying to do to make sure that these recipes kind of stay, in the family, so to speak?
first off, it was all in my head for a very long time.
Yeah.
So I imagine that was a problem getting them out of my head. And then keeping it in the right place.
Yeah.
But after that, just because, you know, we did have new team members coming on board, with the first one being, talk about family. Mom is our head decorator, or not head, head baker.
She's awesome. Yeah.
And she basically has taken over all the recipes. There's a lot of times because I'm just so go already. I'm step 10.
Yeah.
I'm stuff or step 20. She'll hold me back and say, okay, I'm writing this down. Let's talk about it. And then I want you to or in this case, I need you to make it in front of me.
Okay.
And then she's really quick at being able to recapture those details in it down. And that helps me kind of keep going because I'm a bit of a different personality. So, say from like Priscilla, who's very much the manager, very much we'll see how everyone's doing, what's going on.
Yeah.
For me, I'm already like, guys pitching up.
Visionary. Yeah.
Visionary 10-year plan.
Yeah.
And I'm today, right now.
Yes. Got it. And
that's how it is.
I mean, that's really beautiful. That, again, you have that yin and yang between the two of you, because that's how I feel. I feel like I'm the visionary, like, oh, we can do this or, oh, we can do that. And let's try this and that. And then my wife's like, well, rein it back just a little bit. Let's make sure that we're providing, you know, this sort of, you know, perspective and making sure that we're just like a step at a time. Let's do this a little bit slower and that sort of thing. And so, and then she's very well spoken to let me know about like why and just help me understand of like why we should go this route or why we should, you know, pursue this thing and that. And so she's basically is like the businessy side of my brain telling me it's like we can do certain things, but we have to be well aware of, you know, look both ways before crossing the street, Jose. Yeah. That's that sort of thing. So yeah, it's just again great that you two work well like that, and so it means a lot that my wife and I are on the same track, and it means that we're going down the right path there together, and so with you guys as well. So go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was just going to say, just from hearing you say that, it's definitely a testament to the dynamic, you know, when you're married and have a business. We've talked to other couples that they're like, oh, we could not work together. It just did not work. And we're just like, okay, so we're doing good.
Yeah. It's definitely like it's few and far between as far as like the way your dynamics work. It's very seldom that you do get a point of like, sometimes you get more of like, we're the same, we're exactly the same and we don't work well together because we are very much the similar kind of mindset. Mm-hmm. But I feel like the ones that are opposite that can also say that they tend to those opposite parts, where she doesn't really tend to work too much on the creative parts like I do, but she more works the businessy aspects. Like, so we don't really cross paths too much. We would work on our individual strengths and use each other to kind of strengthen our skills and move forward together as a business. So I think that's where a lot of the times we do best as far as those couples that work together like that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I would I like to move, because we're reaching towards the end of our conversation, towards the future, and kind of get a perspective from you guys. I know you guys are probably in the thick of it as far as, you know, the way that you guys approach your clients and work things. But is there, from Michael's perspective, I'd love to understand an ultimate goal for you. I know that you talked about moving into a new space, what that might look like, and then what you might want to achieve as far as like a client or something like that, that you're like a pie in the sky idea, that sort of like something that you're reaching for. And then for Priscilla, I want to ask you this very specific question because of what your background is, do you ever think about a competition, maybe even going on to television for decorating? And just, I think that's something that I don't know. I've always, because I've watched them and I think, you know, I can kind of pick out who does, who might do well. I think you would fit really well in a competition setting where you can, you know, hone in on those different kind of challenges and really show off your skill set. So I'll start with Michael and then we'll move on to Priscilla.
Okay. Big, hairy, audacious goal. So we're in basically almost every state of the U.S.
Okay.
I don't know if that's going to be just Silver Rose Bakery or the one or two other ideas that are coming down the pipe.
Uh-huh.
So we'll see, but something of that nature. And to progress to that, I do want to enhance how this bakery here looks.
Yeah.
Or a setup. I want more refrigeration for customers to see the kind of things they can get here.
Yeah.
Getting another space would mean that we can move a lot of the necessary refrigeration and storage that bakery needs continuously. Mm-hmm. That can be moved over and have plenty of space for us. That to me is constantly bothering me.
Okay. It's on your mind.
Yeah, it's on my mind. I do want locations elsewhere, at least in Arizona, at least one more for sure. We have a lot of customers that are, because we're North Phoenix, semi-West Valley.
Yeah,
I have a lot of customers that are on the south side or east valley.
But okay.
They certainly cater to them, especially if they're requiring delivery, if we can be closer to them.
Yeah.
But stay consistent to the Silver Rose Bakery brand and processes.
Wow.
Then if we could do that, then we know how to expand more. I'm pretty much set on what we offer here.
Okay.
I really like our offerings. We definitely toyed with probably 100 plus different like dessert ideas, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then as the bakery facility became closer and closer to opening, we just reeled those in.
Yeah.
I made it just a very set group that we felt very comfortable with, really level produce and produce a very quality product for our customers.
Yeah. Great. Great. Like all, I feel like, attainable goals that you're thinking about there, and it just goes to show the kind of man that you are and just like how you approach everything. But it's also really great offerings that you're trying to push out into the community at large, and I have no doubt that you guys will definitely end up providing more for that west east area, and you'll have I have no doubt that given time you will have a second location that will be very much going hard, just like you are there at that location. And Priscilla, can give us, I mean, I don't know you personally, but I hope that in my heart of hearts that you would go out and do one competition. It may not be something that's on TV, but just like maybe a competition, a cooking, baking competition of some sort.
Yeah, we joked about it before. I know he would love to be on one of those shows. I'm not the center of attention kind of gal. But I mean, I'm down for it, sure. I mean, I think I do stress, you know, handle stress pretty well.
Awesome.
And, you know, and sometimes, and we love watching those shows too.
Yeah.
We're just like, you know, like a sports fanatic watching a game. We're like, what are you doing?
You
should have done this, you know?
Exactly.
And, you know, trying, like, they can hear you, you know, trying to tell them what they should and shouldn't be doing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I understand it's a whole different ballgame once you're there. It's a whole different kind of stress.
Yeah.
But totally, yeah. Yeah.
I love that. I thank you again. It also helps me to see that you guys, again, watch those shows and you're just like me. You're like,
yeah.
You gotta do this. You gotta do that. And it's just from a standpoint of like, I don't really know what I'm doing, but I also am I feel like I have a good flavor palette to see or understands like, ooh, that was a bad decision, or ooh, that was something that you should have did was like this other method or whatever it may be. So I very much thank you both for allowing me to ask you these few questions. Towards the end of my conversation, I give it to you guys to promote your whatever you may, as far as your address, your phone number, whatever it may be, social media wise, whatever. If you have an upcoming event that you want to promote, go ahead. The floor is yours, Priscilla and Michael. Go take it away.
know what's already up and coming. As you mentioned so many things, I'm like, yeah, that. I'm gonna mention that. I'll mention that one too. So firstly, you should probably, even for you, Jose, want to see actually both of us in action, even Mom as well, in that stressful competition type environment. Without the competition, unfortunately, our TikTok has us putting together our tallest cake.
Nice.
7-tier wood separators. So that was, and I give commentary throughout it.
Yeah.
That folks know what's going on with us, why we're doing this or that.
Yeah.
It's really quick. It's TikTok, it's taking real long.
Yeah.
So we're Silver Rose Bakery. We are basically I-17 and Bell in the Bell Canyon Pavilions. We're right out of Google. So if you open our address in there, go straight to us. You can find us on basically all the social media. I'd say probably not Snapchat. I don't know how to use it. I don't know. I just found out it's still around. I got to find out if MySpace is still around. You can also text us on a number that you see on Google or on our website and stuff like that. I do want to shout out a couple things. So first off, if you're getting married or just want to know what our cakes taste like,
yeah,
we do something very, very interesting with our cake tastings. We want couples to create combinations that they really enjoy, not just here's red velvet cream cheese, here's chocolate with chocolate and some raspberry. We want to know what it is that gets you excited. So we do that with every single cake tasting we do, but more specifically, this month, March 24th, that's a Sunday. It's going to be all day, but we really want to push the 4 p.m., 7 p.m., because if you want to meet other vendors that are in the wedding space or event space, you could do solos. But we're having a cake tasting event.
Awesome.
Yeah, so what is that? It's fantastic. It's the first of its kind. We're going to be probably stressed out of our minds because we have no idea how to do this, but we're going to figure it out. Probably we'll see on the day of, which is going to be great. Yeah. What does that mean for you folks out there? You get to pick basically as many cake creations as you want. So if we want to do almond cake with kind of lavender frosting and put blueberries on top to do that. If you want to be plain Jane, we're cool with that. Vanilla cake with vanilla frosting. That's the end thing once in a blue moon. But it's up to you. As many samples as you want. Right now on Eventbrite, we've basically slashed the price. So you have to go on there. I don't know if it's going to be on there tomorrow. We might take it off and go back to regular. It's definitely going to be on there at least for the next day, probably a couple of days or so. So if anything, Jose, if you take a few days to put this up, they'll still be on there for at least an hour or so. They can jump on that event.
Awesome.
And then one last thing, just because we thought you're really cool, Jose, sir. For you and your wife, as well as all you folks that are listening in, you mentioned Finding Arizona podcast to us here at the bakery. Get a free cake pop. Of your
choice. Oh, you guys.
If it's not in the display, I am sorry. Just please pick in the display. It takes too long to make one cake.
Yes. I really do appreciate that. And you know what? My son will actually appreciate that more when we come and visit you guys for the very first time in person, because he is a cake bop fiend. Like, he is very much like, he loves those, because I just took him to the grocery store. And whenever he goes by the bakery, he's like, I want either a donut or a muffin. And he, you know, he's very, like, he's three. So I typically only get him the glazed or like a blueberry, but he is very much like, he'll go to town on it. And so I very much thank you guys both for allowing me to even just talk to you for a couple of minutes and just giving me your time here. But it even means more that you guys would take that kind of initiative, and I really do appreciate that. So I'm going to do you guys a solid. I'm going to clip that part out about the event part, Eventbrite. I'm going to put it on our social media so that people can make sure to go and check it out. I really do, again, appreciate you guys from a standpoint of being a couple that works together, being someone local here in the Valley that does great, great, great pastries, great, great food, great, all of it. I want to just share that with everyone in the world, and that's what I'm about. And so I appreciate you both. Thank you so much. Before we go, we do have an outro from our end. You can hear every podcast at FightingArizonaPodcast.com. social media wise, you can connect with us at Fighting Arizona Podcast under everything, just like Silver Rose Bakery here. We're moving towards TikTok. We're making sure that we're giving out commentary on that end. And then on top of everything, we always end every episode with a kiss, hugs, and belly rubs to our four-legged friends. And we will see you next time.